Blog Talk Radio.
Hardesty from ESPN New York 98.7 FM. You're listening to Sports In Depth with the legendary Doc Stanley. Before him there was none, after him there shall be no more. You have the man that takes you inside what goes on in the world of sports. He's in the dugout. He's in the clubhouse. He's right by the water cooler. He is everywhere you need him to be to let you know what's going on. And also you listen to the movers and shakers in the world of sports. You are found the right place with the legendary Doc Stanley on Sports In Depth.
And if I may say that the Sports In-Depth Nation is here. The Sports In-Depth panel is here. I'm Mel Smith Jr. I am here. We're here courtesy of the Trust in God Radio Network. And the straw that serves the drink is indeed here, and that's the incomparable Doc Stanley. Take it away, good doctor.
Oh, there was a woman in the Bible days. She had been sick so very long. But she heard that Jesus was passing by, so she joined the gathering throng. And while she was pushing her way through, someone asked her, "What are you trying to do?" She said, "If I could just touch the hem of his garment, I know I'll be made whole." She cried, "Oh, the doctors, they done all they could, but their medicine would do no good. When she touched him, the Savior didn't see, but still he turned around and cried, "Somebody touch me." She said, "It was I who just want to touch the hem of your garment. I know I'll be made whole right now." She stood there crying, "Oh,
this is Michael Bellamy of Brooklyn Independent Media, and you're listening to Doc Stanley of Sports In Depth on Blog Talk Radio.
Doc Stanley, Sports In Depth, Blog Talk Radio.
and trust in God. Anyway, we're coming. Be an NFL head. Or you're going to like his synopsis of the next game today. It is a rainy. Part two. Tomorrow will be a weekend. And a memorial for the Knicks, who's there sticking straight in Atlanta. Not losing anymore. Doc Ferry was in the Bob Top Radio on Trusted Go Network. Reviewing our birthdays for this month, the man singing on the 13th. See, Wanda has the same birthday as Joe. I'd like to catch up with him and let him know. He probably didn't know that. I've met him on a couple of occasions. Briefly. Stevie Wonder's birthday was the 13th, but Joe Louis 17th. Still go. Limit. The real? No, the original. The first show. Sugar Robinson, the third, the greatest baseball player ever lived. Say Robinson is the greatest pound-for-pound fighter who ever lived. And Ray is sure one of the greatest, too. Sugar Robinson on the third, Willie Mays on the sixth, Miles Dewey Davis. The fourth, one of the greatest trumpeters. Aaron the Blade Barkley on the ninth. Dennis Rodman, one of the greatest rebounders. Champions NBA history, 13th. Hector, the Macho Man Camacho on the 25th. Wow. That is there. Wow. So, we remember their birthdays. Also, that of the other friends and family who had one this month. And to all of you, we say, happy birthday. Leave your say for us. Stevie, please. Stevie. Thank you, Stevie. And with that, we're going to cruise away. But there's so much rain out there, you feel like you're on a cruise. We usually open up with Tommy Righteous. I follow up with Summer Breeze. Ain't nothing summer about outside at all. Can't give me nothing summer about it for this whole Memorial Day weekend. But we thank God that this year, we're doing better as a country, better as a people. In terms of the pandemic, that is. And so we can cruise into the summer. William, our boy, Smokey Robinson. To prayer now on Coltrane. Over Sunday, today, I'm forever grateful for what is, for grateful for what has not yet come to me. It opens up our heart, the endless possibilities and blessings available to me. For my Sunday greetings and blessings. Good morning, Father. Should be the key. In the morning, good morning prayer should be the key in the morning and the lock at night. But prayer becomes your habit. Miracles become your lifestyle. Never give up on prayer, no matter what comes your way. Prayer is the most powerful weapon against trials, most effective medicine against sickness, most valuable gift to someone you love. I got one for my sister here to Helen. She's always sending me stuff. But one more for me. Huh? Good morning is not what makes the morning beautiful. The fact that you are there sharing each new day with the ones you love And that's all that goodness anyone would ever need. Actually, he's watching the Blog Talk Radio on Trust the Guardian Network. FL Ed is with me. We're going to talk a little bit as you continue resting, waking up, old. And I'm thinking all day weekend. I got some happy Memorial Day wedding greetings to some friends of mine in Palo. We got married. It's been about 5 years now, I think. I'm sure fly when you're having fun. Lord, we thank you for another day. More importantly, have your will, have your way. Last night, laying down, this morning, getting up, as Mull always say, clothing our right mind. That's my family here. All our family and friends throughout the world. Thank you for all things, and of course, the panel family. Lord, oh, forgot to say, forgot whom we got to pray for, Adam included. Thank you, Lord. My sister says, I'm coming down off the cross. In Jesus' name, the Lord. Amen. And it seems like the bell is ringing for the Knicks. How so? You know, look at how crucial that first game was. To lose that game at home, loss of the loss, but to lose that game at home, you come back and you win the next game. But if you go into Atlanta, you got a two-game lead, assured of coming back to the Garden with the possibility of taking the lead once again and winning at home. 1-3, Atlanta has the best one-loss record, I believe, they're not the best road record. No, they have. Right now, I think they're 23-2 at home or something like that. I mean, and, you know, we're looking at that second game. It's not so much that they lost the game, so much that the Knicks won the game. They lost the game. They had a double-digit lead in that game, but and now, what was the score in your football synopsis of today's game, Ed?
Okay, well, when you look at it, they lost by 17 points. So if you look at it from a football game standpoint, it's two touchdowns and a field goal. So
yeah,
you know, that's a bad game from a football standpoint. Never mind a basketball. Yeah.
I just liked the way you did that. I just said, wow. I just love the way you did that.
Yeah. Well, it was a way of just expressing it, like, you know, how do you expect to win a game, basketball game, with that score? Where if you think about it, what you have to overcome if you were playing in the football game and you're down two touchdowns and a field goal, you know, and you're going into the fourth quarter. Knicks were outshot. I was, like, disgusted. They were down by 20-something points at one point. And you brought up a good point earlier when, you know, they had that one breakaway. They could have cut the score margin under 10 in the hesitation.
They cut it to 7. They got a 2-on-1 break.
Right.
He instead of making it by 5, I mean, my thing is just go to the hoop and slam it down. It's those little moments that can be so defining. I mean, now they're down by 5 instead of down by 7, and now a golden opportunity to score. It's just little things. It's the little things that mean so much. But what I noticed too, Dr. Sandy's posting to Blog Talk Radio, Trust and God, they were happy Memorial Day. And what hurt them today too, not a lot of offense from Rose. They are more of a defensive minded team. They don't seem to have a lot of offensive options.
No, they don't, and they showed that today. And then of course, like you and I are both kind of, and even as Knicks fans, I don't want to say it. I loved seeing the support the, like, you know, Spike Lee brings. He goes to Atlanta. He's there cheering him and bringing him on. But it was kind of neat to see the Atlanta crowd very up and cheering. There's a lot of noise, in my opinion. Good stuff for Atlanta. And, you know, the team in Atlanta, the Hawks are out there supporting MLK shirts, you know, Martin Luther King.
And you know what, I got to make sure I put him there. I got to put this feature. You're right. And, you know, I remember about Atlanta. It's January 2004. I'm working at the legendary and the iconic Gloria Gaynor. They invited her down to the game there to be part of Throwback Night. And it's greatest disco song, greatest disco sing ever. And her husband, the astute, Mr. Linwood and Maxwell Simon, said, "Hey, Stanley, I want you to go down to Atlanta." I was ecstatic. Flew a sin, man. We ate at the steakhouse, man, dinner every night. But it was a blessing among the zillions that God has bestowed upon me to be in Atlanta on King Day. And I remember reading somewhere, because they kept showing his quotations, and the one that stuck with me the most, I had already dissolved forgiveness, not a case lack, with a permanent state of mind, but the one I saw that stays with me among the many, but foremost, life's most persistent and most urgent question is, what are you doing for others? And then I thought so much how Ali always says, service others is rent you pay for your room here on earth. But I kept seeing it. I remember that's the one that stuck out. They kept pushing them, you know. And I had already learned the ultimate measures of a man is not where he stands in times of comfort and convenience, but where he stands in times of challenge and controversy. And we've got some quotations here we use. But, yeah, that was touching. That was really touching. And wake up the Black Lives Matter movement, the
right.
constant
exactly.
uprising of systemic racism. Another shooting, you know, it just sad. You know, Americans killing Americans. Now, it just sad and touching, as Harold Wilson says, Americans killing Americans. It's just crazy, man. Yeah, it's just crazy.
Yeah, and then, you know, and if you notice one thing on the court, I mean, Atlanta especially has quite a bit of diversification in white and black players. And, you know, they're out there wearing the MLK shirts and playing great, shooting. And I thought they shot very well towards the end, especially after the second half. And they just there was no way the Knicks were, you know, going to keep pace with them. So, but with that said, that's good for them. It's not good for us New York fans. The Nets, you know, the Celtics, you know, got back into the series. We'll see what happens tonight, and it's probably going on right now as we speak. But other than that, now you look at New York Islanders hockey. All right, look, they ran across a juggernaut in the Boston Bruins, in my opinion. So there we
go. You know what?
See,
in a case like that, in a baseball game, in a hockey game, 5-2, you lose 5-2, you lose 7-3. 8-1, you lost. Okay. You know, and you know, in a basketball game, to be beat like that, that's a beating. That's something, a situation of being a physical and a psychological beating. You know, I mean, you lose a basketball game by 1 point, and you think about the free throw you miss. You know, when you lose by a lot, but when you lose by a lot at this time of the year, you know, when you lose by a lot in games that you have to win, and the thing that's the real big factor here, Ed, is that, you know, they lost the first game at home by 2 points. I mean, I'd like to see what the free throw thing was on that. But, you know, you can't lose, period. But, you know, you win the first two games at home. You got a 2-0 lead. The pressure's on them. The reality of the situation is winning that second game, the pressure was alleviated off the Hawks. Hey, man, we won here. We're going home.
Right.
You know,
right.
They're counting those two as wins. Right now, the Knicks have lost 3 straight games. It was 3 straight games.
Right. And in today's performance was, you know,
sad and touching.
I hate to say it, pitiful, though. Come on. 17 points. You know, how do are you going back home and are you going to turn it around and beat them two more times or one more time and then go back to Atlanta? So with that said, Yeah, no, I mean, the only thing I could say is see how the Nets make out tonight. But I don't know. You and I are both saying, like, sorry, Knicks. You know, you don't look good right now. We'll still pull
for you.
Well,
here's the thing. They got a chance to regroup. This could work because here's the thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
You win the game here. So you're down 2-3.
Okay. Right.
Now you go to Atlanta for one game. You're on the road. That's advantageous to a certain degree. It's a game you got to win. You focus. Jesse Barfield, the great Jesse Barfield, always told me, you know, when you're on the road, you're a closer unit. Because now me and Ed are going to dinner tonight. Now, Ed's not going out to dinner with Mo and Eileen and Kathy
right.
Ty and me
yes,
and James, you know,
agree.
We're not going to go
yeah.
visit my mom's and then yeah. take her out to dinner. You know, Marion is not with his wife and his two boys.
Right.
Fred and Harry, shortstop and the catcher, instead of sitting there going over the hitters, they're with their family. So when you're home now, you know what? Hey, let's go to dinner tonight, man. And what are you going to do? You're
right.
sitting there. You hear me? So sometimes that's advantageous. It will be definitely
yeah.
huge for them. It could be a positive. It could be a positive in the sense, especially coming off a big win. That's a big win. They don't win. That's a huge win at home. Now it's
yeah.
you're 2-3. You're coming off a big win, and now you have to have a must-win. And the reality of the situation is you lost two to Atlanta. You do to win one. So now all you have to do is win one out of three. Okay, you lost
right.
two. Now one out of three. Seventh game, anybody's game, but it's a lot better advantageous for you if it's in your own stadium, you know, your own arena.
Right.
Yeah.
But, well, that's the thing. I mean, if they can come back, just like I said, it's kind of disappointing with, 17 points. You know, I don't – how much confidence do I have them in getting back to the Garden and then sending it back and still being down another game? Don't forget.
Well,
now,
you know what? Looking at the fact
three.
That number one player hasn't played that well.
No.
You're looking at the fact that you just lost by two at home. So you're saying that's a game we – you know how big that would have been to win that first game? And then to come back from
yeah.
double figures down to win the second game. Because right now, they've lost all the last three games by double figures. You know, and
yeah.
the closest comeback they had was that play today. And they had two plays. It's a two-on-one. Instead of going to the basket,
mm-hmm.
he walks. Instead of passing the ball
yeah,
or shooting the ball. I mean, and, you know, we could be
yeah.
a little high. I mean, you know, he's
yeah.
he's not trying to mess up. You know, people kill me sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, as if, like, you know, he did it on purpose.
No.
It's like, remember, Doc Sandy, Sports Depth, Block Talk Radio, Trust the Never. It's Sports in Depth Sunday. It's Doc and NFL Ed. And the Knicks have lost. The Nets will be playing
yeah.
later. Do we have any update on that Nets game start yet? Ed, let me see if I can find up.
It started already. It should be
okay.
on TNT on TV. But they tipped off already in Boston.
So I'll get an update for us on that. Yeah,
yeah.
We'll get an update on that.
I mean, you know, I'm rooting for the Knicks, obviously. You know, you and I are both big New York fans, but we're sports fans in general. And if they can, you know, take it back. But now, you know, you give
it's a halftime score, Nets 73-60 at halftime against the Celtics. So they've got a 13-point lead. They were
That's
trailing so. By one at the end of the first quarter, but they kind of
right.
put it together, had a 40-point second quarter. Okay.
Wow. That's impressive. Yeah.
Yes, held the Celtics down to 26 points, and they take a 73-13 point lead into halftime, and that would take him to 3-1 if they win. And I have to correct you, Ed. I've long no longer been a Net fan. When they traded my dear friend, my children godfather, Dr. J, to the 76ers, a lot of people said, Doc, you got to let it go. I haven't so far. Not going to let it go yet. You know what I mean?
Oh,
but right now, not now. Okay, this is the way the series will continue now. There'll be Boston will come to Brooklyn after this one, and then Brooklyn will have to go to Boston. Oh, back and forth. Right now, next game will be here in New York June 1st, and right now they're up 73-60 at halftime, and that's your update on that game.
Okay, so there you go. They bounced back. They're up by 13. No, the Nets are going to be strong, and the Sixers are very impressive to me as far as that goes. And then I got to run soon, but I got company. But then we go back to baseball. Yankees drop. They get swept in Detroit, which is the first time in like a lot of years. All right. And then Tampa Bay is on a roll, if you watch them, you know. Okay, Mets had a big game against Atlanta. They got rained out today here in Queens. But they scored 13 runs. You know what, Mel? I say to myself, why can't they save some of these runs? Because you got a guy like, you know, their pitching staff. You know, they go out there and they give up like 1, 2, 3 runs, you know, at best, and they still lose a game, you know. But anyway, hindsight being 2020, it's all good. And that's we're still so early in that season. But other than that, there's some good reports on Zach Wilson for the Jets. They think he's a very good student. And his scholastical approach is very impressive so far to the Jets coaches. So that's on that front. And, but we still got a long way to go for that, even before we get
to... No, there's another team, too, that I've lost a lot of love and admiration for. I am with the PR department, Manager Jared Winkley. My man Nick and Megan. But I have... lost all my love and admiration for them that I had in the Joe Namath. You know, the Jets were the only team me and my dad agreed on in New York. I've never been one to think because I'm from New York or your city, you got to root for that team. Whether it's a good or bad team, you know, ironically enough, I had some admiration for the Mets, but my love was always first and foremost with Willie Mays and the Giants. I remember I told George every one time come to the locker room and say, hey, Joe, man, you love you, man. He said, Mel, you know, you don't love nobody better than you do Willie. And for information, the Yankees got swept by Detroit for the first time in 21 years. 2000 was the last time the Detroit Tigers swept the New York Yankees.
Yeah. That was, So, and then, like, again, back to the thing. It is still so early in the season, but, yeah, the Yankees get swept by the Detroit Tigers. Judge strikes out with the bases loaded. You know, okay, this happens, right? But he swung at two bad pitches, two balls. Stratton got up before him, and he took four straight balls from the pitcher, okay? You know, Judge, get up there and keep your head on your shoulders, you know?
There's two things here, Ed. I tell you, sports, there's two things here, Ed. One, guys are not as fundamentally sound as the guys of our era, across the board. They're not as fundamentally sound. Now, the next thing, though, is what the athletes who don't like playing in New York, who hate New York, you know, okay, the guys, you don't dovetail, you don't hyphen on the fact that the guy struck out. You know, the guy struck out. Okay, he's not trying to strike out, but, you know, it's always a negative spin. And when the likes of two of the greatest human beings ever walked the world, from two of the greatest Yankees ever, when Dave Ligeti and Don Mattingly talk about the negativity of New York press, it's negative, okay? Right. I remember talking to when I was befriended and became buddies with Larry Bird, and Larry said, you know, I was stunned. He said Boston's the worst press for him. Was for him, you know. But, you know, when your own time, hometown, that's why a lot of guys don't talk to the press. They are aware of what's done and said, but a lot of guys don't talk to the press. Steve Collins didn't talk to the media the last 5 years of his career, I heard. But you see, I think they will talk to radio and TV people as long as they don't have a beef with the affiliation, because what I say is there. Okay, what do you think about today's game? Well, you know, I got two hits today. I've been hitting very well against Doc Stanley. You know, I was hitting like I own him, but that's not the case. You know, he's been just a little off, and I've been lucky. Now, sometimes it will say, well, Ed said today about Doc Stanley, well, I've been hitting him like I own him, but they didn't play the rest of it. And sometimes guys have problems. They say, hey, man, that's not what I said. You know, I said I hit him like
yeah.
I own him. But, you know, he's always been the toughest pitcher for me. But they don't put that part. You know what I mean? So the New York Press is not revered by both hometown and out-of-town athletes. And if you got to go, we'll
all
let
right.
you run. And we'll
yeah.
talk to you. We'll talk to you tomorrow and the next day. We'll be talking about the Knicks.
We'll be...
Either how they
yeah,
came
well...
back.
We'll see what we'll see if they can come back. They come back to the Garden. Garden is all electric and happy to see them. And like I said, you got to – I looked at like a couple – once again, you know, Spike Lee is out there down in Atlanta rooting on his Knicks and our Knicks, okay? And then again, I really like got a kick – not a kick, but kind of an admonishment because don't forget – today is the 100th anniversary of that Oklahoma City slaughter, okay, against the black community that had
yeah, you know, it's funny.
City.
I'm glad you mentioned that. You know, I'm going to play that, too. I thought
yeah.
I think it was yesterday. I have it on my thing. We're going to mention that here, too.
Right.
And, you know, the hypocrisy and the systemic racism that came, you know, there were charges put against the people that had been bombed and burnt out as if they were the
right.
ones that had initiated it, you know?
Right.
And I'm glad you said
no.
that. We're going to run that. I have that here to play. I'm glad you mentioned that. We're going to put that.
Well,
100th
just,
anniversary of Black Wall Street. Black Wall Street.
Yeah. I mean, because,
yeah.
you know, me and my wife were just like, we're almost embarrassed to be white when you hear about atrocities of that nature. And,
you know, I want to take a moment here on Sports and Death and Blog Talk Radio. On Trust and God, you heard just what Ed Miller said, and about him and a lovely wife Eileen Miller, her family, the Smith family, embarrassed to be white. You know, these
right.
are just very special people. Ed and Eileen have never saw me anything else. But Mel, they hold me in esteem as a great friend. And you know, all I'm just doing is trying to keep up with them. I used to call
right.
them Eileen's mother, and a lot of the people around her had the message. But did you hear what he said? And there's no need for Ed to be bad, but it tells you the kind of person he is. And I've said this, and you know, Ed and Eileen are not white people. They're the right people. They are credits to their race, the human race. Eileen is always looking to help somebody, you know, and, you know, unlike in America, where unfortunately when you – America look at the black people, it's a black doctor, a black – no, it's Mel, it's Harry, it's Fred, you know. And,
yes.
you know, Ed, you've got nothing to be ashamed of, man. You know what I mean? Because it ain't,
I'm just saying, because when I went to high school, I went to South Jamaica in high school. I went to Thomas Edison. I was accepted into the technical program. And I had black classmates and everything. We all got along. We played ball together. We played hardball together. We played soccer together. And it was, I just don't know why this, you know, animals could be out there, you know, and the problem is I just fear that our country still has them, people that are just like, okay, you know, you're black, whatever, yellow, and even then, hey, Chinese government leaked out a virus, that's not the Chinese people that are living with us, that's not the Chinese people that go to school with me every day, years ago, and to this day that I work with or whatever. You know, I'm just saying, it's disheartening.
It's sad and touching. As the first and only black match making history of Madison Garden, it's sad and touching. You know, and it is. But you know, there's people like you and Eileen and Mo, you know, my sister-in-law, who it ain't about black and white. It's about living together and doing things right.
Yeah.
You know, and just you know, just people like you. You know, and we love you for it, and we understand. You know, it ain't everybody, you know, that thinks that way and feels that way. And your quotation right there shows about where you're at. You know what I mean? You know, and
and I just because I'm just like when I think about you know the catastrophe 100 years ago, and whatever. But we'll talk about that another time. But
we're gonna play a little gospel music here. We're gonna let you roll. Regards to the family.
Trust in God, as you always say,
God.
And I believe in that. And God, and my grandmother was a minister. Okay, so man, you know, she loved everybody. You know, and I was raised that way with her from the Midwest, and my mother, and there were no prejudices. And that was it, you know. But with that said,
you know,
no.
I got a funny story for you. I got a sergeant who used to play tennis with when I was active cop, and we used to go get up at midnight. We got a great deal. Get up at midnight. We'd get to the tennis court about 12:30, and we'd play to 1, 2 o'clock in the morning. And he was telling me, he says, man, you know, I was embarrassed. He said, I want to go to this place, you know, and they had a sign, you know, whites only. I was feeling bad and stuff, man. So he said, I go there to kind of see what's going on. And they said, excuse me, sir, you know, you can't play on this court. You're not allowed. He said, what do you mean, man? He says, whites only. Yeah, he said, white attire only.
Oh, all right. That's good, Mel.
Yeah,
you get 10 points on that, man.
Yeah, he said, man, I was feeling bad. You know, he said, you know, whites only,
well,
you know. But it shows you the kind of mindset about society. Ed, love you, baby. Go let you go.
I love you,
and
too.
And we're going
also,
to.
We got
to
keep a sense of humor and all stay as one, and all people are good people, right? There's going to be bad, and that's it. And they're going to be good, but most of them are good. And if we all work together, I think we'll stay good. Trust in God.
One of the great lines that Don King has outside of Only in America, working together works.
Yeah, that's it.
Working together works. Ed, I know you got to run. We're going to continue the show. We're going to struggle to do it without you. Doc Stanley, Sports and Net, Blog Talk Radio, and the Trust in God Network, NFL, Ed, we're going to lose us. You're going to leave us. We're going to play the music, and then we're going to play you some history about what he's talking about. Black Wall Street, 100th anniversary of the United States government bombing. Because I know you want to go, Ed, so I just wanted to hear that. I got some tension yesterday.
Think about it.
You got to run.
They're flying prop planes, dropping lighted sticks of dynamite on their city. They did a fucking fantastic. Excuse my language. See, now you got me.
Oh, yeah. Well, yo, it was said that the white people said, man, you know, they
city.
They said that they have better furniture than we have.
Yeah. The Black Wall Street. They built it up beautifully. Yeah. And now
everything,
you know,
Ali talked about the years ago. He said, you know what, if we're only 14%, give us our section and we'll take it ourselves. We'll have our own doctors.
Yeah.
I mean, the first open heart surgery was a black man. You know, it was, and I got something today. I'm going to read it too as we continue about this. That'll be a great move for my man, Mr. Thompson, a warden. How, I know people don't know that the original Statue of Liberty was black. And they don't know that the Statue of Liberty was sent here in recognition of the black soldiers that were the difference in the North beating the South in the Civil War. Yeah.
Right.
We got a little history lesson going here now. As a Memorial Day, we got some memories for you. Dr. Stanley Sports Network, Block Talk Radio, on the Trust and God Network. NFL Ed
all
is
right,
leaving
now.
Us, but okay, we'll talk
all
to
right.
you later, Ed.
Okay,
bye now.
Love you. Love you, and again, trust in God. Trust in
always,
your fellow
baby.
Man.
One and only.
You got
trust
it.
That's our credo, baby. Doc Stanley, Sports Internet, Blog Talk Radio, and Trust and Guard Network. We got some more sports for you, a little history for you going on, too. Don't leave. We got this to see.
You're listening to Sports and Death on Blog Talk Radio on the Trust and Guard Radio Network. With Doc Stanley and his posse, where we rope the rumors, solve side issues, and brand the truth. Trust and Guard.
Sports and Death is brought to you, this segment, by MegaCare. MegaCare, we go everywhere because you getting your prescription, very first care. MegaCare, located at 315 Kingsbridge Road in the Bronx, and you can come. The prescription's filled on site. We will deliver. MegaCare,
We go everywhere because your prescriptions and needs are our first care. And two, I Sam Leather Repair, located on 55th Street between 2nd and 3rd Avenue, and does it all. Zippers, shoes, bags. Leather is foremost. And with the watch, there too. Mike's Watch Repair. Jewelry shiny. Jewelry repair. Jewelry brought, sold, and critique. What's in depth? Take care. Mike's Watches. Sam's Leather. The sponsors for this segment. Sports in Depth on Blog Talk Radio, Christian God. Bob Dylan, the Sedgwick, the kind of do it into Sam Cooke writing this song. He heard Blowing in the Wind by Dylan and thought, wow, man, you know, a black guy should be talking about, I mean, a white guy talking about the movie stuff? And he wrote this. For years, I didn't know when I go to my brother and I say, brother, help me, please. But he keep on knocking me. And I didn't understand that until I learned this year. And you think, God, that's the black man asking the white man to let's work together. Let's help me. Let's get this thing. And what did he do? No. And I've said this on this show before. I'll say it again. You know, the change is a long time. It ain't coming.
hasn't come. And here's something that I quoted yesterday that validates the fact that it ain't coming, and there are always avenues to stop it from coming.
And now Republican-controlled legislatures across the country are passing bills that will limit what teachers can say. The measures, which have been signed into law in at least three states and are being considered in many more, are prompting concerns from teachers and racial justice advocates that the government will try to censor critical lessons about slavery and race relations. They also worry students could be given a whitewashed version of the nation's history. GOP lawmakers have expressed concern about students becoming indoctrinated in so-called critical race theory and being taught the U.S. was founded by one racial group to oppress another. Supporters of the theory say Republicans are misrepresenting their ideas and exploiting the issue for political gain. I'm Julie Walker. For years, police dogs across the country have been trained very successfully.
There is, that's all you need to know. Wow. Paul Mooney, who passed away last week, had a book, you know, Jesus Christ and Cleopatra Were Black. He had a funny joke. I'll see if I can get that here before we close, too. But, wow, let's go to what Ed was talking about the Black Wall Street and the 100th-year anniversary of it being bombed, wiped out by the United States government and white citizens.
Oklahoma neighborhood of Greenwood, known as Black Wall Street, was destroyed with hundreds of innocent lives lost in the massacre. Correspondent Michelle Miller has the story.
By 1907, Oklahoma became a state, quickly enacting segregation and voter suppression laws like others in the South. That helped give rise to even more division.
It was a powder keg looking for a match, so to speak.
As many as 300 people were killed, and the entire Greenwood business district was leveled.
The family's home was burned down with my great-grandmother and the children in the basement. They were able to get out, but they had to flee.
By defending themselves and escaping the mayhem, many became fugitives from justice, accused of inciting those riots.
As Don King says, only in America, you're going to charge the person who you violated as being the violator. How's that go, DK? Only in America. Doc Stanley, Sports and Dead, Blog Talk Radio, on the Trust in God Radio Network, Black Wall Street. Got some thoughts here, too. Got a chance to conversate. And with the great Marion Boykin, as always, he's just one of the geniuses of our time. But got a chance to talk to, he's in Rio, retired correction warden, my man John Thompson, and some of his thoughts and concepts that we always convey and talk about. And here we go. Okay. And I got that from him. He sent that to me today. He talked about, you know, this is what he wrote me. Let's listen to it, okay? The empire is garbage, all part of the psychological structure of brainwashing of black people. The media is controlled by those with financial concerns and not the struggle blacks endure in segregated black communities. Worst of all, the black religious institutions and minority politicians are interested in their political positions and wealth. I lived in poverty, grew up in the do-or-die Brooklyn gang-controlled Bed-Stuy ghetto of the 50s and the legendary Payne brother, police detectives too, and survived. Unity, respect, love for one another is the only way to resolve our struggle for equality in America. And then he showed a response that was sent. Slavery ended. When will justice begin? Black lives matter. More, he told me, Lincoln realized by the mid-1863, during the Civil War and save the Union, he must enlist black soldiers, which was one time prohibited. It was a big factor in the winning of the Revolutionary War, when they finally started allowing blacks into the Revolutionary War, as the British had already done so, with the stipulation victory would bring their freedom.
Frederick Douglass agreed. Black soldiers saved the Union. And by the end of the Civil War, where nearly 40,000 black soldiers died, what was the rewards? Modern-day slavery. And you really don't hear that. Memorial Day should be an honor to black soldiers who lost their lives in numerous wars and still suffering racism in America today. No, you will be hanged in Texas, Mississippi, etc. Just the thought of them being white, they will hang in Mississippi. That's the American dream denied to blacks. I also got this white man's justice, black man, grief, read some of that. And just some of the things that he sent. And, you know, it's just kind of, nothing's changed. Nothing's changed. The songs of about struggle. I was talking to a buddy of mine, and he talked about how basketball is so inundated with black players. I said, yeah, but where are the black owners? Where are the black general managers? Well, you know, how many black coaches do we have out there? Sad and touching, as Howard Weston says. As often things change, they remain the same as Sunday. And on Sundays, I like to play a little gospel music to give all homage to God. We should be everything, every single second of our life, we should give it to God. But I love this song. I remember when I heard it, I said, you know, there's something different about this song. This is a love song beyond a love song. The depth and scope of this song says a lot more than just I love you, I need you, and it's a great song, a Grammy-winning song for Layla Hathaway, written by Kirk Whalen. Layla Hathaway, the daughter of the late, great Donny Hathaway. And it's what I do. And thank God he did.
Cause I'm love, what I do. Cause you're mine. It's cause you're you. It's cause I'm loved. It's what I do. It's how I'm wired. I don't ever get tired. My love's secure.
Such a bad way to live. we can't stop
living. When we can't stop living, oh, oh.
Live.
Live.
Live for life.
Live for life.
Live life for the children.
Live life for the children. Oh, for the children.
See, let's save the children. Let's save all the children.
Save the babies. Save the babies. And if you want to live, but who really cares? Who's willing to try? Yeah, to save our world. Yeah, save our sweet world. Save a world that is destined to die.
Getting you up to date on that net score. The fourth quarter has just started. They've got a 115-91 lead. They have a chance of winning tonight. Can bring it home June 1st and close out this series. The Knicks losing that first game was just so dreadful. They win that, they'd come back after winning the close game at home, coming back after a big lead and winning at home, losing two games in Atlanta. Okay, you lost big. You say, okay, we lost those games. We lost them. We know why. We didn't play well. Didn't play the kind of defense you needed. Okay, but now you're back home. Start anew. Start anew. Win that game at home again. That's where you focus. And then you got a chance in one out of two. You're going to come back home. So being down 1-3, no, 2-3 is bad. Because you got to win that one. But, you know, you just have no room for error. You know, if you won that first game, which you just lost by two, and, man, you got to give a lot of respect to Trey. Just lost by two, but you lost. Because you win that game, and you got to look back to it. I got to say, who missed a big shot? Who didn't make the free throws? That's what happens when you lose a close game. You know, you get blown out. Who got blown out? You know, 17-2, you know, baseball game 10-1, you lost. You know, or you lose to Koufax or Marischal or Gibson, Ferguson Jenkins or Whitey Ford or Steve Carlton or Don Drysdale or Doc Gooden or J.R. Richards, Nolan Ryan, Tom Z. Well, you lost. That's them. You know, hey, you know, he'll get, when they get one, like 10 anyway. So that's that. We're going to close out. We're going to let it roll here today. We told you, Matt Thompson, that book that we wanted you to check out, that he... Okay, we're going to find it. Just hold on. We got a 10-second commercial spot. Megacare. We go everywhere because your prescription and your concern in health is our first care. And Sam's Leather Shoe Repair. Pocketbooks, zippers, shoes, whatever you desire. Sam can do the job and put out that fire. And Mike's Watches. He appraises them. He sells them. He fixes them. Jewelry. Mike's Watch Repair. Sam's Leather Repair, 65th Street between 2nd and 3rd in Manhattan. Megacare, 315 East Kingsbridge Road in the Bronx. Doc Stanley, sports in there, Blog Talk Radio, on the Trust and God Radio Network. And that book we want you to get to is that he suggested. So we ask you to check out White Man's Justice, Black Brief,
by Donald Gaines. White Man's Justice, Black Man's Grief by Donald Gaines. G-O-I-N-S. I think that's something you should read. Dr. Johnny, sponsoring the Block Talk Radio on the Trust in God Network. We're ready to go. It's the end of the show. I got to slide. Got no place, no run, no need to hide. And we just want to thank you again for being with us. Remembering Black Wall Street. Wow. You know, it's just how Westerson has a couple of sayings, but this one that I remember so much, you know, when they talk about things happen. Something just came to me, too, you know, and you know, Stanley Turrentine, my second favorite, my third favorite tennis saxophone player. Not 2A. Coltrane number one. I guess I got to lean toward Grover. But, you know, I was reading about the plane crashes. Okay, there's an alert. You know, when Otis Redding died in a plane crash, James Brown told him not to go. He told him not to go. Roberto Clemente, his son, dreamed that his mother, mommy, don't let daddy get on that plane. Don't let daddy get on that plane. You say, it's history.
A Rádio Pajeú é o mundo todo. Fala, Stanley, direto dos Estados Unidos.
Meu nome é Doug Stanley.
Meu nome é Doug Stanley.
E eu moro em Nova York.
Eu moro em Nova York.
Nos Estados Unidos.
Nos Estados Unidos.
E estou ouvindo Radio Web Pajeú.
Estou ouvindo a Rádio Web Pajeú.
Um abraço.
Um abraço.
Hugs. God bless you.
Deus abençoe você.
Eita, menino, quer dizer que agora é internacional, é?
Yes. Ué.
Watch in Depth. Equals. Watch in Depth with Dr. Emily Doc Stanley Sr. Sports Posse member, NFL Ed. Have informative educational historical look. Role of sports. Found the legendary award-winning radio show, Sports in Depth. Diverse from both a daily perspective, but both an in-depth look and perspective, not only most of our time, but two of the players and performers of the said events, both now and of yesteryear. We too remember on this segment, Black Wall Street. So today, it was destroyed by the U.S. government, enemy, upon an ever-present one called racism. Sports in Depth, a.k.a. SID, also brings us the unique strategies of sports from an intellectual perspective. Not just athletics, because it takes raw, God-given talent and condition for two types of God-blessed mind, filled with passion, determination, intellect, is for competing and accomplishing too. In-depth knowledge and diverse intellect. That's iconic sports posse. Sports in Depth is too. Yep. Thanks for joining us once again, where we always rope the rumors, talk to the issues, brand the truth. Ever notice how important situations and things are for your family, friends, and whoever, but in reverse? Notice how people more often don't think that much of you, few of them, they lie, smile in your face, and claim they do. It shouldn't be about black and white, simply about what's right. I stand exposed to the Blog Talk Radio, Trust in God Network, Black Wall Street. That's your liberty. What's in Depth? Our Talk Radio, Trust in God Radio Network. Keeping with remembering good sacrifices, history, and other brothers remind us Rosa Parks.
Our freedom movement came alive. And because of Sister Rose, you know, we don't ride on the back of the bus no more. Sister Rose, she was tired one day after a hard day on her job, when all she wanted was a well-deserved rest, not a scene from an angry mob. A bus driver said, baby, you got to get up, cause a white person wants that seat. But Miss Rose, she said, no, not no more, I'm gonna stay right here and rest my feet. Thank you.
dollars was her fine. Brother Martin Luther King knew it was our time. The people of Montgomery sat down to talk. It was decided all God's children should fall until segregation was brought to its knees. And we obtained freedom and equality.
Yeah. Thank you, Miss Rosa. You were the spark that started our freedom movement. Thank you, Sister Rosa Parks.
Being a symbol of our dignity. Thank you, Sister Rose.
Thank you, Miss Rosa. You are the spark that started our freedom movement. Thank you, Sister Rosa Parks. Thank you, Miss Rosa. You are the spark that started our freedom movement. Thank you, Sister Rosa Parks.
Songs from a female perspective, Billie Holiday sings about a song.
I was walking down the street in a little old country town. I saw a rusty penny half buried in the ground. As I reached down to pick it up, I saw beneath the rust these words, just barely visible, "In God we trust." I held it for a moment, then suddenly I knew what God, in all his wisdom, would have me say and do. He used this worthless penny to make me understand that life is not worth living without the Master's hand. Unless in God we trust. And then I heard a still small voice within me whisper, very clear, "Be still and know that I am God. And I'm always near. When all your dreams come tumbling down around you in the dust, remember this lost penny and place in me your trust."
Sunday, Black Wall Street. God. That's with Dr. Emily. That's why she's a member of NFL Ed, who has nothing to be ashamed of. SID is an in-depth educational and historical look on this renowned and legendary award-winning radio show. A version from both a daily perspective, also both an in-depth perspective. It's about time for two of the players. Remember on this segment, Black Wall Street. So today it was just government, not a foreign enemy. Two, President One called racism. Sports in Depth, aka SID, also brings us the unique strategy of sports. As a perspective, it's a lettuce because it takes raw God given talent and conditioning, but it's God blessed mind filled with passion, determination, intellect, before competing. Question two. Depth knowledge and diverse intellect of Doc's iconic posse, Sports and Death is 2. Thanks for joining us once again. We always rip the rumors, talk to the issues, brand the truth. Ever notice how important situations things are for your friends and family? But in reverse, say situations of do or not. That's how people most often don't think much of you as you of them. But they lie, smile in your face, and think they do. Black and white, simply what's right. So, Doc Stanley, Sports and Death. Our Talk Radio. Our Radio Network. Doc Stanley, thanks for being with us. Sports and Death. Talk Radio. That's some God Better Network.
Hi, I'm Larry Hardesty from ESPN New York 98.7 FM. Did you enjoy the show? It was outstanding. But I expect that from the legendary Doc Stanley. Nothing less than the best. As he always says to me, and it's my favorite saying from him, live your life today as if you have to stand before God tomorrow. Words to live by. Ladies and gentlemen, have a great night, and we'll see you next time on Sports in Depth with the legendary Doc Stanley.
The blackness. Keep on.
accidentally sports in their Bronx Talk Radio. The Trust in God and Network. Keep your head to the sky. I look up to the hills where I hope come from. Like Wall Street. Ever-recurring memory. Ever-recurring situation. Bust the scope. America. World, but here. Be the capital. Close the show once again. We're going to have my son lead us out in prayer. He ain't my little man anymore. He's always going to be my main man.
Just look at daddy's little man. Stand up.
Please leave your message for 6.
Hello. Yeah, hold on a minute, Mel. Hold tight. Okay, Melly Mel, we got you in the show. How you feeling today, little Mel?
I feel good.
Yeah, how's the weather down there in Georgia?
It feels nice.
Yeah, man, a lot of rain and everything. Yeah, but it's been cold and stuff. Okay, little Mel, we want you to, and this is my son, Melvin L. Stanley Jr., godson of Dr. J. Mel, we want you to close out with another prayer for us. So, ladies and gentlemen, we close Sports in Depth with my son once again for the closing prayer. Little Mel, say the prayer, baby. Send us home.
All right, to all of us, have a happy, safe, and a rest, and a good night. Build the best of sleep with the Lord God and Jesus watching over us. All of us, our family and friends, may we all have a good and a restful sleep, and happy Memorial Day, Dad. May we all have a lovely, good night. Sleep. Wake up tomorrow with a smile on our faces and enjoy our day. Amen.
Amen. Love you, little Mel. Get back to you later. Thanks a lot now.
You're welcome.
Okay, call you later. That's little Mel. We call little Mel his godmother gave him that name, Turquoise Irving, who his sister is named after. We've been calling little Mel, but he's bigger than all of us. Okay, Melly Mel, get back to you later, Vinny. Trust in God.
Okay.
Thank you. Yeah, closing prayer by my son, Mel, and you can hear in the background, we're going to make it a little louder for you, Dad's Little Man by host.
But Dad is a little man. Dad is a little man.
I'll talk later. Don't you go.
Mama. Hey. Look at Dad's little man. Mama. Mama.
Oh, no.
Larry Hardesty from ESPN New York 98.7 FM. Did you enjoy the show? It was outstanding, but I expect that from the legendary Doc Stanley. Nothing less, than the best. As he always says to me, and it's my favorite saying from him, live your life today as if you have to stand before God tomorrow. Words to live by. Ladies and gentlemen, have a great night, and we'll see you next time on Sports in Depth with the legendary Doc Stanley.
This is Michael Bellamy of Brooklyn Independent Media, and you're listening to Doc Stanley of Sports in Depth on Blog Talk Radio.
Couldn't close the show with gratitude to my son for his prayer and saluting Ed Miller, a man who lived a life in the context of what Dr. King had said. Unfortunately, all of the countries are not like him, but judging one by the content of their character, not by the color of their skin. I can't tell you how much his remarks and my son's prayer has touched me. And we just salute the Americans who feel that way, who feel there's still work to be done, but more importantly, recognizing we're not just talking about black people, which is the biggest problem. We're talking about the Asian attacks. Ed was sowing it, you know what I mean? America, it's always, has the words of the great man Boykin, perpetrated the fraud. To talk to about things that he sent me. Talked about Marion. We talk about this so much. So many. I talk to Marion every day. He had a great line. He was though, he says, man. And a beleza que não é só minha, que também passa sozinha. I would just ask the question, Dave. When does he ask the question, and is it blight? And he asks the question, is it popular? Conscience asks the question, is it right? It comes when one must take a position that is neither safe, blight, popular. But one must take it because one's conscience tells one it's right. Talked about we don't that's the system how it works in. But I remember years ago there was an American kid in another country who I think stole something. Anyway, they were going to cane him as punishment. The person was trying not to let it happen, but it did. Like to if there's no, if that prayer has that problem again, probably not. So from him, you know, from a crime is punishment. More racism is the great man working. One kind of sets it all. I would like to probably use this here time. Yeah, America, home of the brave, home of the slave. Enough said. Dr. Stanley Sports at Blog Talk Radio, and Trust in God Radio Network. Thank you.
Yeah.